Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. We're continuing on in a message I've entitled New Insights into the Prophetic Ministry, and what we're going to look at today are parallels between the life and ministry of the prophet Samuel in the Old Testament to the generation in which we are now living and your life. Beloved, when we look at the entirety of the Bible, we know there are established prophetic words that were declared by holy men of old. They were written down, all the major, the minor prophets, and those words have been already fulfilled or in the process of being fulfilled. And the Old Testament prophets, if you will hear this, basically pointed to the fact that a son is going to be given, a child is going to be born, that Jesus was coming into the world in the fullness of time. And that's exactly what happened. And they were preparing the way. That's what John the Baptist was. He said, prepare the way of the Lord. And he was doing that in a literal way before the public ministry of Jesus actually began to unfold. Well, beloved, we as New Testament prophetic people, if you will, this prophetic generation, we also have a prophetic destiny and a prophetic mission. Just as the prophetic people of the Old Testament were declaring, there's one coming who's going to be born, who's going to save his people from their sins. So we have been given a prophetic message to declare to the nations, to the people of this world, to our friends, to our co-workers, to our families, that Jesus is coming again. And that is our task. Remember that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. And so, beloved, your life, you might feel very insignificant. You may be up in years. You may be somewhat infirm in your body. You may not have the ability to do the things you did when you were younger. You may even be confined to your home. Does that mean that you're of no purpose? Does that mean you're ineffectual? Does that mean you're of no use to God? No. As long as there is breath in our body, God has a reason for our continued existence. We may not fully understand or know it, but we have to trust Him. There's a dear brother I know. He had a really alarming angina attack in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock, and he came through it without medical attention, and his comment was, well, I just believe the Lord still has something for me yet to do. And what a wonderful attitude, because when our time is ready, the Lord will take us home. Praise God. What a glorious day that will be. To die is gain, as Paul said. However, for now, we have a work to do. And as we see in the life of Samuel, he was brought as a young child to the Lord in chapter 3, verse 1, it says, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And so, beloved, there is a scarcity of the word today, if you will, in terms of the secular world. This used to be a Christian nation. We still confirm that it is. It was established that way, but leaders have declared that we are no longer, and by the way society is going, and with the unmentionable things that are coming to the surface, the perverse ways that men are going, we might question that. But God still has a remnant. God still has a people who will not deny the Lord. Even as the prophet Elijah cried out, he wanted to go home. He felt his life was a failure when he was in that cave. And the Lord told him that he had 7,000 who had not yet bent their knee to Baal. And so, beloved, there are Christians who love God, who are walking in integrity and walking in the fear of the Lord all over this earth. And these are the ones who are readying their heart as the bride for the arrival of the bridegroom, who will be without spot, stain, or wrinkle. It's an exciting time. So don't look at the fact that you may be up in years and feel that your usefulness is over. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Praise God, some of our greatest intercessors are those who have been retired, if you will, from active service and are able to devote their heart and time and energies and prayers to the work of God's kingdom. And beloved, just think, your very service to God is the result of intercession of godly predecessors, those who prayed you into the kingdom. And, you know, basically, even though Samuel was a young boy, God began to call him. In fact, remember when he got up throughout the night and Eli finally recognized, it's the Lord, and say, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Well, just because you're young, we're not to despise God's ministry through the youth. Psalm 8 and 2 says, out of the mouth of babes he might ordain strength, and God chooses the weak to confound the mighty. So, beloved, as long as you have breath in your body, you have a divine purpose to be here. And also, what do we see? We see, just as in the life and ministry of Samuel, during that time, there was an established and a restoration of divine order to God's people. Many lives were affected. There was a new power and authority. And one of the ways it starts, beloved, is by God's people be walking in the fear of the Lord and beginning to repent for their sins as well as the sins of their forefathers. Remember Nehemiah? He was a godly man who served the king as the cupbearer in Babylon, but he wept and mourned and fasted before the Lord when he heard the condition of Jerusalem, and he repented for the sins of his people. This is what an intercessor does, and this is what we should do, to repent for not only our sins, but the sins of this generation, the sins of this nation, the millions of aborted babies that were deprived of life before they ever took their first breath because of the drugs and the violence and the crime and the prostitution and the slavery, the bondage that people are being kidnapped and they're sold as sex slaves, all the terrible things that are occurring today, even in this nation. Beloved, we need to repent before God. And that's what they did in the time of Samuel. Chapter 7, it says, the men of Kiriath-Jearim came and they fetched the ark of the Lord. And Samuel, in verse 3 of chapter 7, he spake unto the house of Israel, saying, if ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. They were dealing with the Philistines in that day. Today, we are dealing with demonic hordes of hell, principalities and powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world that are seeking to flood this nation with filth and evil of every description. And what do we see? Verse 4, that's exactly what they did. The children of Israel put away the Baalim and the Ashtaroth and served the Lord only. And Samuel went to prayer before the Lord, and they gathered at Mizpah. And it says in verse 7, when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together at Mizpah, they went up against them. And of course, Israel was afraid. And they said, cease not to cry unto us, unto the Lord our God for us, Samuel, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. He offered a sacrifice, the prophet Samuel did. And it says in verse 10, listen to this, as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came to Bethkar. And then Samuel, don't you know, matter immaterial things has memory? Well, he set up a stone at Mizpah, and he named it Ebenezer. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And it's in verse 13, it says, so the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel, and upon, and the hand of the Lord was upon, against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. So, beloved, why am I sharing this with you? Just so you can know Old Testament history? No. The fact is, if we will do the same thing today, beloved, we can see a turn of events in this nation. Now, I know prophecy is going to be fulfilled, but God wants us to stand in the gap. He wants the people who will intercede. There's not a conflict between His will. He wants us to stand in the gap, and He is going to accomplish His purposes, because there are yet those who need to be saved, beloved. So repentance, we need to fast, we need to pray, confess our sins. All of Israel did that. And as we go into the book of Acts, we see the very same thing. In the fourth chapter of Acts, let me turn to that. Acts, the third chapter, verse 19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Beloved, that was spoken to God's people. And what do we see? There was repentance, there was defeat of the enemy, the Lord thundered with a great thunder, the Philistines were smitten before Israel, even the cities were restored. In 7:13 it declares, and then obviously the Philistines came no more into the coasts of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. So what do we see? We're talking about the parallels of the prophetic ministry, and we're going to see, just as in the time of Samuel and just as God is doing today, the prophetic ministry is going to be distinguished by the power of God. But we will have to save that for tomorrow's broadcast, and I do hope you'll be able to join me then at that time. But for now, I bring this broadcast to a close with an invitation. If you're going through a difficult time, I've been there, and I've gone through a lot of things in my years of serving the Lord. And He's given me a heart of compassion to stand with God's people as Brother Glass before me. And so I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I know you'll be blessed by what God gives me to share back with you via the mail. And also you an email if you wish for your convenience, but I'll respond by mail. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.